This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Seventh day of Bada Dasain festival, Phulpati is being observed across the country today. Five people die and 27 people injured in different road accidents in Solyan, Thading and Kapre Palanchok. Election Commission urges political parties to submit amended closed list of candidates in proportional category by today. And at least 127 people die in a football stampede in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. On the occasion of the seventh day of Bada Dasain festival, the Phulpati is being taken into the homes as per the tradition throughout the country today. Phulpati, an assortment of flowers, leaves and fruits of different plants considered auspicious, is anointed at the Dasainghar on the seventh day of the Bada Dasain festival. The Phulpati is brought to Kathmandu as per Vedic rites to be anointed at the Dasainghar Hanuman Thoka Darbar. The Gurujiko Platoon, the Nepal Army, the Nepal Police, high-ranking officials of the Armed Police Force and Civil Service, the Asa Gurji Team, band music, Panche Baza, decorated calceolis and a procession along with cultural pageantry leave for Hanuman Thoka from Jamal with the Phulpati. It does not require an auspicious hour to take Phulpati into homes, said Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, chairperson of the Nepal Panchanga Ninayak Samiti, Nepal Calendar Determination Committee. Though the Dasain festival begins from Ghatasthapana, the festival sees special fervour from the day of Phulpati. All government as well as private offices closed down from today, encouraging people to go back to their respective ancestral homes and take blessings from Durga Bhavani as well as their elders. Five people have died and 27 others have been injured in separate road accidents in Solyan, Thading and Kapre Palanchok. The Solyan police has said two people died in a jeep accident that occurred at Kumak Rural Municipality 7. The ill-fated jeep was heading to Khairabang Temple from Dumkot of Kumak. Police said 39-year-old Man Bahadur Poon and 14-year-old Inaka Poon died in the accident. Police said the critically injured Sunita Bohra Poon Magar and her 6-year-old daughter were airlifted to Kohalpur for further treatment, and other 15 people were treated at a local hospital before being referred to Nepalganj. Likewise, two people died in a truck accident at Nilakantha Municipality 10 of Thading yesterday. The police said 8 people were injured in the accident. As shared by the police, 35-year-old Indrajit Basi and 25-year-old Saddam Ansari of Kapil Bastu died in the accident. Two of the critically injured, Binod Chamar and Tulsiraj Basi, were sent to Kathmandu for further treatment. Similarly, 25-year-old Dipesh Jimba died in a jeep accident in Gauri Bhanjang of Kapre Palanchok. The police said 4 people were injured in the accident. The Election Commission has urged the political parties to submit the amended closed list of the candidates for the proportional category for the November 20th election by today. The deadline set by the Commission for the political parties to submit the amended list of the proportional category candidates ends by today. The Chief Election Officer of the Proportional Electoral System, Gokarna Mani Duwadi, said the political parties must submit the final closed list of the candidates within 7 days from the date the Commission sent a letter to the parties. A total of 68 parties have taken part in the proportional election system this year. The Election Commission has started the work of setting up the Office of the Chief Returning Officers and the Returning Officers for the purpose of the November 20th federal and provincial election. Joint spokesperson of the Commission, Kamal Bhatrai, said the offices of the Chief Returning Officers and Returning Officers would have been set up by the 6th of October. The ministries have started the work to develop the bank of the Narayani River as an international tourist destination. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has started the work on the embankment and beautification of the river bank. Likewise, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has started the work of developing a trekking trail, and the Ministry of Urban Development has started the work of construction of prayer houses and electrification. The program has been laid as per the master plan prepared by the Bharatpur Metropolis. The project has been laid at the budget of 500 million rupees allocated by the Bharatpur Metropolis. Mayor of Biratnagar Metropolis Nagesh Koirala has made an inspection visit to the Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Village located in the metropolis. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kisi briefed the progress of the Media Village development and its purpose to Mayor Koirala. Taking part in the discussion after the inspection, Mayor Koirala stressed coordination among all stakeholders for implementing the plan set up for the Media Village. Flying drones around the Trivandrum International Airport has been banned. A notice issued by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal states that drone flying within 5 kilometers of the Trivandrum International Airport surroundings is punishable as per the laws. The notice further states that flying drones around TIE vicinities pose serious risks to aviation safety. Experts and stakeholders have said consumers themselves should be more aware to curb black marketing in the wake of festivals. The market fraud, including adulteration of foods and irregularities, are reported in media of late. The speakers at the first annual general meeting of Consumers Awareness Campaign in Kathmandu yesterday said the traders had taken advantage of festival time and cheated the consumers, which needs to be curbed with collective efforts. They stressed that informed and aware consumers have important role to ensure availability of standard and quality foods in the market. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 127 people have died in a stampede at an Indonesian football match after police tear-gassed rioting supporters, officials say. About 180 were injured in a crash after Arema FC lost to rivals Persibaya Surabaya in East Java. Video show fans running onto the pitch after the final whistle. Police then fired tear gas, leading to a crowd stampede and cases of suffocation, said Nico Afinta, police chief in East Java. Two police officers are among the dead, he added. 34 people died inside the stadium and the rest died in the hospital, he added. Russia has used its veto at the United Nations Security Council to scuttle a draft resolution that sought to condemn its annexations of Ukrainian territory. United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, introduced the resolution to the Security Council meeting on Friday that called on member states not to recognize any altered status of Ukraine and obliged Russia to withdraw its troops. Earlier, the biggest annexation in Europe since World War II was undertaken when Russian President Vladimir Putin proclaimed Russian rule over four regions that make up 15% of Ukraine's territory. Meanwhile, Russia has withdrawn its troops from the strategic Ukrainian town of Lyman in a move seen as a significant setback for its campaign in the east. The retreat came amid fears thousands of soldiers would be encircled in the town, Russia's Defense Ministry said. Recapturing Lyman is of strategic significance for Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumini province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Seventh day of Barada Singh festival, Phulpati is being observed across the country today. Five people died and 27 people injured in different road accidents in Salyan, Thading and Kabre Palansuk. Election Commission urges political parties to submit amended closed list of candidates in proportional category by today, and at least 127 people die in a football stampede in Indonesia. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.